It, back when I was a girl growing up, it wasn't called siding, not lumber, no. It was all weather board. Houses were all weather boarded. Never spoke of it as siding now. They might be wooden siding made of wood now, but I don't know these. But it's usually something that's prefabricated or something like that. In that gallon jug, that's it.
I'm talking about your husband was a carpenter. You might say he took a hammer and a nail and he
hammered.
Or he drove. Using the word drive, he did what?
Oh, he would drive the nails.
Yesterday he
drove.
Alright, and I have a whole bunch of nails that have to be in, have to be
driven in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fix you some, honey, if you want. Some coal.
In my lifetime, I have many a nail. I have
driven.
And every day I get in my car and I
drive
to town.
Stone won that the one he was running against, Patterson. Eastman. I can't, he wasn't on anything we voted on yesterday. No, that'll come up later in November. He'll be on the November ticket to run against Stone, I suppose.
Oh, this was the primary for the November election?
Yeah, for the November election.
I see. Well, I wasn't sure which one this was, and I didn't get to read a paper this morning to find out. To find out about it, I was curious. I noticed they had vote everywhere.
But it was such a slow turnout.
Was it?
Yeah. Everywhere they said it was. People just don't go.
It is.
That's one thing that we should do.
Definitely.
If we're a citizen, we should go and vote. I don't ever remember missing. I don't care what it is, I go and cast my vote one way or the other because I feel like that's our civic duty.
Well, the sad thing is that not enough people do that. Then they complain.
Complain about what? Well, just look what we got.
Well, if I voted, then I can complain.
You can complain.
And
right.
I do.
Yeah, I did too.
I've never been the right people.
No,
the part of the your house that the rain falls on, the outside part, the rain falls down and hits your then it runs down. If you have a house with eaves, you might have a low place where the rain will come down.
You have gullies, you know, the gullies are.
Right, now would ever hear those called eaves troughs or valleys?
Well, valleys, but not eaves trough. That's like the same as a gully.
All right,
my husband used to put them on. He called them gullies.
I see now. So they go around the edge of the roof, too.
Right.
Then what about the part that comes down, you know, to carry it down to the ground?
They never
still
had that.
Gullies?
They never had one of those.
Oh, it just ran out.
Ran on all of them. Might have had a rain barrel there to catch it, you know, for washing. Yes, that's right. And a lot of them up Mississippi, you know, up in the northern part of the state.
I saw this one near Jackson. Mm-hmm. I've never seen one.
You
had?
Oh, yeah. They used to be
said people come out and get water out of it. He catches water. They let him drink at the health department. It's very funny about
no, that. No, our children the other day, it hailed here Sunday afternoon. And they were eating it. So I had a sister-in-law here. She just went to holler, don't eat it. They say not to. It's, you know, it's everything's so polluted now.
Is that right?
And we used to just love to eat hail. And
it's good to me. Just like
yeah, but they said not eat it. We stopped them.
But he said about drinking water, they're particularly funny about having it standing in the cistern. But people come and get water from him to wash their fine things in. They say it's such soft water.
Rainwater's the softest water there is.